a big road trip ahead? Just what does this offer your team if you guys come up with a successful run?
Well, we just need to play well. I think we need to build on last night's game. And, you know, I think when we go into Nashville, we owe Nashville a game. You know, we have to put our best foot forward and play the way we're capable and able to play. You know, we'll deal with the other opponents when we get there. But you know, the road is always good, especially early in the season. It always gives your team a chance to build some cohesiveness in your group, and it's not a bad thing.
Would you have preferred a road trip of this length earlier in the season?
You know, I don't go down that road. It's just the same road as players. You have your players, you coach your players. We have a schedule. You know, doesn't matter what we would prefer. I don't even visit that, really. You know, this is fine right now. This has worked okay. I mean, the homestand, you would have liked to have had more success. It lands where it lands, and you deal with it the best you can. During the season, you're going to be dealing with and different forms of adversity. You have to deal with it. So whether they come in October or they come in November or January, you deal with it. That's the beauty of playing sports. You don't know how it's going to go.
What do you like about Anthony Peluso's game
now? Well, I think Anthony has played fairly well. He's been fairly responsible. He's physical. He has impact on games. And you notice him out there. And he's made some plays, so he's done okay.
You talked before, I think back in the Moose days, about you know taking a certain number of games to get to understand the team and to know how they operate. What about this group? How are you feeling about things so far? It's maybe 10 games isn't enough of a sample, but what's your sense?
Yeah. No, I like our team. I like our team. I like our leadership group. We got stuck a few games in different areas, but that's part of the process. We understand that. And sometimes it takes some time. Sometimes it takes you longer than you hope. But, you know, with our group 10 games in, I have a pretty good idea what's what. What I did like about last night was I thought there was a little bit more chemistry with the group, with the lines, and I thought it seemed that we were just a little bit more comfortable. I don't know if it was because of the makeup of the lines, but it seemed to work a little bit. You know, we've scored 4 goals in the game. So I thought that was good. So I thought that puts them in a happy place, which is good. You know, you're trying to help your team all the time, and I think that did help them.
Well, some people are fixated on the numbers. How would you assess your goaltending through 10 games?
Well, I think our goaltending's been superb, to be honest with you. You know, I think he's had to make some, you know, I don't think the numbers are fair with Pavlik, because when you look at whether you look at numbers or how you want to decipher it, he has made some spectacular saves and at some key times and really kept us in some games that he's had to stop some point blank shots. Those are the type of shots you don't want to give up. But for me, he's been there for us. He certainly hasn't been the problem. He's been spectacular for us.
You know, your team seems to have shown an ability to rise to the challenge when you challenge them. How do you get them to do that on a regular basis?
Well, I don't think as a coach you can challenge them every night. That gets old, and they start turning you off. You have to find a balance there. Best thing to do, I find, is that the responsibility eventually lies in your group and lies in your leadership and stuff like that. And it is a process. You have to work the process. It doesn't happen overnight, and there isn't a manual for this stuff. You have to figure out what makes the group work, and it's different every season. Whether you've got the same players back or not, there's growth, there's maturity, there's players want a bigger role, they want a bigger bite of the action, they want this, they want that, they're expected to do this, expected to do that. So everything changes, even if you have your same group. So you have to reassess all the time. I understand the process and how it works. You know, right now, after 10 games, I feel comfortable with where I feel the team is at as far as knowing the team. Yes, I would like us to be better in some areas, but that's also part of the process. So I understand all that. And everybody wants everything right now and right away, and it's got to happen right now. And that's, you know, it maybe works for some teams, but on our team we're trying to build some things, and it takes time, and we can see. Sometimes it takes a little longer than we'd like.
How are you health-wise going onto this trip? Anybody not coming alone?
No, I think everybody's, well, I don't think Truba's coming on the trip. I think he's the only one right now. I haven't checked with the trainers today, so I'm not sure exactly there.
Are you useful is this to get to know your new division neighbors, as it were?
What was the start of the question?
How useful is this trip to get to know some of these new division teams? You haven't seen a lot of.
Well, you know, like, that's a process as well, but we watch enough tape that we understand how they play and we see how they play. The difference is the players themselves don't know the opponents. They don't know them in a face-off dot. They don't know their habits type thing. So it's our job to educate them, whether it's through tape or talking or, through that. But that's what we do for pre-scouts. That's what we do. Our job is to prepare them. So I think it's good the more games that you end up playing them, you know. But we've played Dallas already, so we know them. We know how they played and how they played against us. There's some things we didn't do well against them that we have to repair and play better. Nashville, I didn't think we played a strong enough game against them. So, you know, we've seen St. Louis. We haven't seen Colorado, but we'll do enough work on them. We'll take one game at a time, and we'll understand that we're going to focus on the task at hand, and that's what we'll do. You know, we do that every game. Well, Mark Scheifele has been good. I think there's a process for Mark as well to learn to do some things, you know. I think he's done a good job. I thought he looked fairly comfortable with his line last night. Thought he played pretty good. And it's a work in progress, you know. But that work will continue for a good portion of the season. Most young players take a little adjustment, and they don't all do it the same, you know. Some don't, some do. Just it's all different, you know. Some players become great at 24, some become great at 18, 19, you know. So it's all different for everybody. For Mark, I'm happy where he's at. He's working hard. He's a student of the game. I think he's tried to make some adjustments. He continues to make some adjustments. He continues to try to understand the difference between where he was and where he is now, and the tasks for him are monumental, you know. Not only that, doesn't know the opponents that well, so you might know them through television, but doesn't know them from playing on the ice and trying to get used to new line mates. It's a big challenge, but I think he's done a very good job.
Thanks, guys.